Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Amid national demonstrations over police violence against people of color and the coronavirus pandemic, the presidential campaign appears to be picking up steam. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who's been the presumptive Democratic nominee since March, has now officially secured the number of delegates needed to win the nomination. President Trump began the weekend with a campaign-like visit to Maine. So, with less than 5 months to go to Election Day, let's check in this morning on the campaign with WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So, start with Joe Biden reaching that number of delegates to win the nomination. How significant is that? What's it mean?
Well, ever since Biden racked up all those victories on Super Tuesday, followed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders dropping out of the race in April, the outcome has never been in doubt. But on Friday, as you mentioned, according to a tally by the AP, he reached that magic number, 1,991 delegates, after seven states and the District of Columbia voted in primaries last week. So what does it mean? Well, it's an important milestone that makes it even clearer to everyone that the primary is over and that the general election is now the focus for the Democratic Party and for Joe Biden.
And of course, it comes as Biden has stepped forward in a more prominent way than he has in the past on the racial issues that could become an even bigger issue in the campaign than COVID-19.
Right. I mean, that's true. Last week, we saw Biden meet with faith leaders to talk about the protests over the murder of George Floyd. He gave a major speech in Philadelphia on the matter. And over the weekend, he amplified his message in an op-ed piece in the L.A. Times, in which he promised a number of reforms if he's elected president, including a national police oversight commission within the first 100 days of taking office. So as you mentioned, there's a real sense that this race is now underway, and it's going to be defined by issues that nobody was even talking about when the presidential campaign began: a pandemic, an economic crisis, and of course, police brutality in the wake of the murder of George Floyd.
And of course, one of the big questions for Joe Biden right now is who he picks as his running mate. Senator Elizabeth Warren is, of course, said to be on the list. Do you expect that decision to come soon, or do you think Biden holds off?
Well, what we're hearing is that Biden is going to make his pick by August 1st, and that's going to be a huge deal. No doubt Elizabeth Warren has been on the short list, but because of recent events, the murder of George Floyd and the ensuing protests, Biden is under increasing pressure from many in the Democratic Party to pick an African-American woman. And I think if he doesn't, he's going to risk not being able to galvanize a crucial wing of the party. And there are a number of African-American women on the list, including California Senator Kamala Harris, Florida Congresswoman Val Demings, and Stacey Abrams, the former Georgia gubernatorial candidate who has been campaigning pretty hard for the job. So this is going to be a huge decision during the summer by Biden.
All right. President Trump, we mentioned at the beginning that he made a visit to New England to start the weekend, a relatively rare visit to New England. He was in Maine on Friday. Why Maine? And more importantly, how was he received there?
Well, Maine is a swing state. In 2016, Trump won one of Maine's four electoral votes, and his visit reflected that division. Maine's Democratic Governor Janet Mills told Trump not to come, then admonished him to check his divisive rhetoric at the door. And an editorial in the Portland Press-Herald greeted Trump by urging him to resign. But the president traveled to Guilford, Maine, to tour a factory that makes nasal swabs for coronavirus testing. It was intended to highlight what the administration is doing to fight the pandemic. It attracted lots of cheering supporters and protesters. And before that, he met with fishermen in Bangor, where he signed an order to reopen fishing waters that the Obama administration had closed. Lots of fishermen applauded that order by Trump, while environmentalists called it disastrous.
All right. The economy and the president. The economy, we keep hearing over and over again from the Trump campaign, is where he wants to focus his attention. Going into the weekend, he got very good unemployment numbers that he could crow about. But millions of Americans are still out of work, Anthony.
That's right. I mean, before the pandemic and the economic crisis hit, and before the protests across the nation following the murder of George Floyd, the once strong economy was the president's best argument for his reelection. So he was eager to embrace those stronger than expected jobs numbers on Friday. And in a comment that nobody missed, he said, "Hopefully George Floyd is looking down and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country." What he did not say is that despite the strong job numbers, unemployment remains very high at around 13% and much, much higher for African Americans.
All right, back to the bigger picture. New polls out this weekend suggest that Joe Biden's lead over President Trump continues to grow.
Yeah, and I'll mention three of those polls. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll finds Biden 7 points ahead of Trump, and that's a pretty significant lead, and it's been pretty consistent for Biden. But here's a key point in the poll. Trump's support among non-college-educated voters continues to slip, and they were a key source of support for him in 2016. Then an NPR Marist poll found that following the murder of George Floyd and the protests over police brutality and racism, two-thirds of Americans, two-thirds, think President Trump has increased racial tensions in the U.S. Finally, a poll out of Michigan, which is a key swing state that Trump carried in 2016, showed that Biden has doubled his lead in recent days from 6 points to 12 points. So that's a snapshot of where this race stands as the summer campaign is poised to begin with less than 5 months to go until Election Day.
All right, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks for all that this morning.
My pleasure, Bob.